From Mark chapter 1. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beast, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. And the Spirit immediately drove Jesus into the wilderness. And in the wilderness, he faced temptation. Wilderness feels like the right word for this week. Seeing the news, we face multiple temptations, as a story of the school came out of Florida. Some of us wanted to turn off the news, to just pretend it wasn't true. We cannot give in to that temptation. We cannot give in to the temptation to turn away from what is painful, trying to make believe if we continue to do the same thing. In this case, if we as a society continue to do the same thing, which has too often been no thing. We cannot let ourselves believe that if we do the same thing, we will get a different result. What's more, we cannot give in to the temptation to be hopeless either. We can't let ourselves say, "Oh, well, there's nothing to be done. Not about this." One of our nursery school teachers said to me, "When the sewer broke in the church, we called a plumber. We didn't know if it would work. We didn't know what the issue was. But we took action. And it didn't totally work the first time. It was not a permanent fix, so we called again. And we tried something different. We didn't stop trying. We didn't say we're not going to react. We're just going to turn away. We kept trying until things changed." We cannot give in to the temptation to be hopeless. There's a song called "In Any Other World" by Micah. I came across it and I heard the chorus and it kept playing in my head. These are the words: "Say goodbye to the world you thought you lived in. Take a bow. Play the part of a lonely, lonely heart. Say goodbye to the world you thought you lived in." I began to wonder who this man Micah was, where this song came for him, and so I researched and discovered that he has answered that question. He's from Lebanon, and this is what he said. It's about a family friend of mine who lost her eye during the war in Lebanon. And I realized in everyone's life there comes one point or several points where something happens and you have to completely change the way you lived your life because of one event. It makes you readjust and rethink and rejudge parts of your life all over again. That happens to some people in a dramatic way, like Rafa. Or it can be much quieter. When you're 22 years old and you finally leave university after being in education all your life. Or when you lose your job. He said, I wanted to put that in the song because whether you're 68 or 14, it's still the same feeling, and it's still just as hard. He wanted to try to capture that difficult period that people have to go through at least once in their life. Say goodbye to the world you thought you lived in. Those words feel right to me. The world I thought I lived in did not put money in front of people. The world I thought I lived in valued the lives of children. The world I thought I lived in did not accept prejudice. The world I thought I lived in cared about the least and the lost and the lonely. But it's clear that was an illusion. It's time to stop being in denial and say goodbye to the world I thought I lived in. In the words of Buckminster Fuller, you never change things by fighting that the existing reality exists. You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change things, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. The world I'm describing, that's the kingdom of God. That's what we're dreaming about. That's what we're looking into. That's what we're wanting to believe in. The kingdom of God. We pray it every Sunday, thy kingdom come. What I can do, what we can do, is give ourselves over to God's Spirit leading us into being different in this world. Being the way of love in this world, listening to each other, hearing each other, walking together, trying to figure out the next right step together. We had this interfaith vigil this week, and Dr. Hassan, the woman who often speaks on behalf of the Muslim Society of Northern Westchester, she talked about the power of one. The power of one candle to light up the darkness of the room and serve as a light to everyone else's candle. The power of one person to come up alongside another person and be a person for them, care for them, tell them they matter. She talked about how, as a doctor, it's impossible not to notice all the people that come to see her during the holidays, overcome with grief. Because they are alone, due to broken relationships, parents they don't talk to, siblings they don't speak with, each of us can be the power of one to each other, mending holes in our relationships, building bridges. It made me think about my dad. My dad loves to listen to people's stories. And most people enjoy telling stories to people who want to listen. What I've noticed is that when he witnesses broken relationships, he often tells people a story about someone he knew years ago who waited too long to forgive. And by the time that person was ready, the other person had died. So he encourages people, telling them that forgiveness is important, that making your first move is incredibly hard. But after that, it's not nearly as tough as you think it's going to be. He has made it one of his missions to spread that good news. Last week, a friend of his who'd heard this story invited him out for coffee. He told him that he had listened. He had a brother he hadn't spoken to for over a decade. He wrote him an email, and the brother said, I'm going to get on a plane. When we are in the wilderness, and we are tempted to feel as if there's nothing we can do, we need to look around us for the next step, the next right move to make. The next person who needs the news we have to share. This isn't the world I thought I lived in. But God, the God of steadfast love, the God of rainbows and covenants. This is the God I believe in, the one who will not leave us no matter what, the one who sent Jesus to live and breathe among us, to spread his message of love and of presence, pointing us toward the kingdom of God, the God who cares about us and about all people, especially the children and the hungry and the friendless and the captives and the blind. May we say no to the temptation of apathy and denial and hopelessness. May we turn and walk with God with eyes open and ears open and hearts ready to receive. In Jesus' name, amen.